Thank you for calling in. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe. My website is working, but it's a little slow.
Your website is working, but it's slow. Okay. All right. Well, I am a developer. I can help you with that.
Okay. Now, you guys keep running me around, and I am kind of really pissed off. I thought you guys did a pretty good job. And the last minute, first off, let me make it very clear that under no circumstances, if this earth perishes tomorrow, I will not have you host my thing. Is it makes clear to you guys?
Well, I haven't said anything like that.
No,
your
guys
sure
are pushing me to kick out the GoDaddy and hire you guys. And I am under no goddamn circumstances hiring you. Is it clear?
Well, sir, I haven't said anything to you, did I? I haven't even talked to you.
Not talked to me, but a couple of your guys are pushing me for that. And I told them 2 weeks ago that I'm not hosting with you. I am not hosting with you, period.
That's perfectly fine. You can host.
So why they are messing up with my website? And Peter and the other guys tells me that I cannot, because you have a bad GoDaddy, you have to get our service, we can do it right. Is this the way to treat people?
Well, I suppose that you have hosting for
now,
GoDaddy.
Who is in charge of your thing there?
Well, that is me. That is me, sir.
Okay. So now I'm upset, but I just want to be calm. And now one thing make clear, I'm under no goddamn circumstances going to hire you guys as a web hoster. Make it clear to you. Make it clear to your boss and his boss and his CEO and his board.
Absolutely.
I am circumstances hosting you.
Walter,
is
you have
clear?
To.
Because Walter, I already paid GoDaddy for 2 years, so I cannot even take my money back.
Okay, well, first of all, calm down. All right, I didn't say anything to you regarding the hosting or anything like that. But first tell me, do you have a hosting through GoDaddy?
Yeah, I do. I do. I paid for them, and it was working, everything. And all of a sudden, your guys are telling me that GoDaddy is no good. Just go with us.
They might be suggesting you with that, but...
No, they are not suggesting. I have made it clear to them that I'm not hosting with you guys. And it's coming back every other day.
Okay, keep your hosting with GoDaddy. That's not...
I have a right to do what I want to do it, right?
Well, absolutely. Well, you can keep your hosting with GoDaddy. That's not a problem. All right,
okay.
But
now, can you connect my website? Pardon?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you connect my website to the proper thing, including the privacy notice? Was supposed to be there about 3 weeks ago, and it's not there. Can you do all that? Can you make it right so I make one more payment I owe you? And then we can part very amicably, and under no circumstances I will have you host my website.
Well, absolutely, sir. I understand that. That's okay. All right. So what? Let me just, if you can stay with the phone, so I can check on with Peter and David.
Yeah.
Can you give me like 1 minute?
And who is one of you? These guys is pushing me every time I talk to him. Telling me GoDaddy is no good, we are good. You are not that good. GoDaddy is a multi-millionaire company.
Of course. Well, if you can just give me like 1 minute of your precious time so I can confirm. Can you give me like 1 minute?
Okay.
And what were you saying that you wanted me to connect over to your website? What was that?
Pardon?
Just give me a minute. Give me a minute, sir.
I have the website already. GoDaddy hosting. Hello?
Just give me a quick minute, all right, while I have a word with Peter and David for you, okay?
Should I hold the line?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, I suppose that the website is up and running for you now. And all of
if it's running, how come about about 20 minutes ago, Peter says it's not running?
Well, I think that he might have fixed the issue, what was causing it. So it's up and running now.
No, he told me that I should contact GoDaddy and have them take care of it. On his side,
well,
he can't do it.
Well, I think that the issue that they already did contacted and got the issue fixed for your hosting.
Okay, and where is my privacy notice? Where is the spelling mistake that's supposed to be corrected about 3 weeks ago? It's not done.
Well, I will have a word with them and get it updated for privacy. What was that for privacy? Privacy notice?
Yeah, privacy. And now on my website, Mahendra is spelled M-E, it's M-A. And I told Peter and he keeps telling
me,
I'll do it tomorrow.
Can you give me your website name? What is the domain name of your website so I can check?
Okay, there are two domain names. Trailblazers, TRAILBLAZERS Publishing, and PatelHotelHistory.com.
PatelHotelHistory.com?
Yeah, Patel, P-A-T-E-L.
Got it. All right, just give me a quick minute, okay, while I just go ahead and open it right in front of my...
Yeah, and when you open it, Patel History, there's Mahendra Doshi comes. But I want to keep it that way, but spelled Mahendra to M-A-H-E, not M-E-H-E.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, good all this time. Why on the earth you making my life miserable at the end?
Oh, well, Peter is here, so I'm just going to go and connect him over to you while the website is working fine. So I'll just let him know to go ahead and change the name to Mahendra with an A. Sounds good?
Hey, Mahendra, this is Peter again.
Yeah. There was nothing to do with GoDaddy. It's something to do with you guys to fix it.
We have fixed it. If you can go on the web, on Google, or if you write PatelHotelHistory.com, the website is now completely up and running. However,
okay,
that was not.
Go ahead. You told me that it is not you, but the GoDaddy. There's nothing wrong with the GoDaddy.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong from our side too, because actually, if the site goes down, the hosting and the domain platform are responsible for that. We are just responsible for the design which you made.
Yeah,
with the design.
Yeah, I entirely agree. But you need to have it connected with GoDaddy, right?
Actually, there are some rules and regulations for GoDaddy. If we are not the authorized person to call them or email them regarding your account, we did not. We just logged into your account and we just made your website live. So there was no contact from GoDaddy. So for fixing the issues on your website, if the website goes down, you are the authorized person because you have made the account on the website and they have your personal information, not...
So in other words, I have to tell them to make sure it is done right. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
and
I'll take care of that. Okay, but where is the privacy notice? I didn't see it.
I've sent you the privacy notice, and if you remember, I told you that you can... change it according to your business profile.
I did, and I sent you an email saying everything is good. Just edit that.
Yes,
and
I got
if you check my email, I have sent that to you also. But that was about almost a week or 10 days ago.
Well, actually, Mahendra, that privacy policy, that belongs to some other business and some other client. So I just gave you an idea that how to write the privacy policy and the terms. So you need to draft a Word document for the privacy
in my language. Okay.
Exactly. And then we can put
it
on
the website. Otherwise, it'll be plagiarism.
Exactly.
Okay.
Plagiarism
I'm an author,
and copyright issues.
Okay. No. That's. I'm glad you told me. I wish you had told me that before. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And the website is completely functional. It's on Google now. It's completely working fine.
Okay. Did you change name from Mahendra to Mahendra?
The name has been changed too. The logo has been changed. The code is removed from the contact page, and everything's changed. Whatever changes Parthiv told me yesterday, everything's done.
Okay, so about 10 minutes ago, Parthiv was trying to get in, and he couldn't get in. Either Trailblazer Publishing or the Patel Hotel is trying.
On GoDaddy?
Hello?
On GoDaddy or on Google?
On Google.
Well, right now, I am on your website.
I know, you said that. So 10 minutes ago, I wasn't doing that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, what needs to be done?
You just need to send me the privacy policy, okay? And you need to clear the remaining dues of $100. Will you be paying that from the same card?
Yeah, just go ahead and do it. But you want to wait till everything is done at the end of the day? I have no problem with that.
Well, you can pay the $100 because everything is complete on the website. The only thing which is there is privacy.
Take it $100. I'm not holding your $100.
Okay.
And I told you before that I have absolutely no intention, and I just didn't want to, end up in an unpleasant way. I didn't want to complain, but I was forced to do it.
No. We are not ending in an unpleasant way, Mahendra. And we never force you to buy something or that, okay? You have been one of the most closest clients to me. We have remained in touch. I am being in touch with your son, too. So I guess the project is completely fine, okay? You have your hosting, you have your domain, you have your website, everything's completed. That's not an unpleasant way to end. Okay?
Yeah, I told you, now I'm still going to go to the... Trust Pilot, and I'm going to give you still, regardless, because you've been more than a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll still give you a good mark on that. But I just didn't want to have my website, one of your guy was trying to push it for the, and I told you one reason, I have been a sales manager for 35 years.
Mm.
And I
what was his name?
Sold.
What was his name? What was his name? The guy who was pushing you.
I let it go. Let that die.
No. Well, Mahendra, your feedback is actually counted. Okay, whatever feedback you give me right now, that is completely escalated to the higher department. However, we don't fire people on that. Okay, but yes, we do have some mistakes, so we can fix that in the future. So I just really want to know David.
One thing tell you, if you guys want, a guy like me, I can read between lines. I worked for General Motors and I was sales manager. Mm-hmm. And I can tell a phony guy from miles. So, you wanted a website and my business and you... In no circumstances you change from one price to half price and from half price to negligible. So I just didn't like that kind of sales approach. Your quality is great, you should not be doing that. You should have a one fixed price. You say, we can do it like GoDaddy is doing, like $20 a month. We can match it and go for that. Something like because you cannot degrade your quality in 10 minutes.
Well,
Let
me explain you. Mahendra, what happens is that, we were building your complete website. the complete design, the complete deployment, the payment integration, and everything, okay? So we suggest you to take our host, to take the hosting with us. We just suggested you. We never forced you, okay? On top of that, what happens is that we try to remain in touch with the client, because yesterday Parthiv told me that he has some project coming up too for the website, okay? So that's how we get business, and that's how you get business too. So that we just try to remain in contact with the client in the future too, so that if you have any type of work, any type of changes, you can come to us anytime, okay? And the main thing which remains in contact is the hosting server, because you get a maintenance plan for that. So even if the client's website is live, they come to us again and again, and they ask for changes, and we do the changes. So
sure,
that's how we
sure.
remain in touch. So
no,
that
no.
was the only
hey, listen,
reason.
I've been very happy, because on the reason it took so long is because of my fault. Because I was editing my book, and I was trying to... Now, my book is in the print order, and I should have that couple thousand copies in next 10 days here. Mm-hmm. And I was so busy, so I was neglecting your part, and that's why I wasn't able to call you right back and give you this and give you that, because to me, my priority was different. And so, and the guy who took the order for the Orbit Agency says, we'll do it in 10 days. And it took almost 3 months. And I am aware of it. And you guys been gentlemen. Not a question about it.
I really appreciate that.
My son also thought that you guys were pushing. You say as a sales manager, I pushed about 2 times. And when I find out that there is no more response from them, I just let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I got the business one, and sometimes you don't win all that. You won't believe, I have lost so much business to my competition because I couldn't come up with the right thing. But then there was enough for me to survive. So I'm okay. And because of that, now I can retire and I can do my book. And I'm happy. You guys did a good job. Looks good. I have some of my friends look at it, and he says the logo and everything has been done. And I still recommend to you, and Parthiv is doing some business, and he will need a website, I'm sure. The first thing is going to look, I told him, call Peter directly. Don't go to the Orbit Agency. Just call him directly, and he will probably plan something out through their company.
So, Mahendra, can you hold on the line? Let me confirm you the last 4 digits of your card, which we have, so that you can pay the $100.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Wayne, are you there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The card we have ends with 2140. It's a Visa card.
Yes.
Okay. So can you let me know the card number?
Whatever the number you charged before, right? Isn't it the same?
Yeah, it's the same, but for the verification, we need it again. Because we don't save the confidential information of the customer.
Okay. My card is with my son. You know, we use it for Costco.
So should I call Parthiv?
Yeah, call Parthiv.
Okay, I'll give him a call. Can you let me know his number again?
Tell him that to give the card number.
Okay, can you tell me his number again?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on 1 second. He doesn't live here. He lives only about 10 minutes from here. Okay, hold on, I'll give you, okay? I had to go to my cell phone because I'm on my home line. It's not a big deal. I know you want to verify, and that's why there's no fraud on my side there, or on anybody's side there. Okay, Parthiv is at 408-314-8162.
Okay.
And tell him that just give the card number.
Okay, it's 408-314-8162. Okay, I got it. Let me give him a call.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.